This is The Breeze with the biggest ride and the best hits. We're streaming live on BreezeRadio.com. People are joining us all over the world today because, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to start the Radio Greats weekend. I'm Mike Fitzgerald. Coming up, every voice you hear from this point on till midnight tomorrow night will be a Radio Great from New York and New Jersey. We're going to have plenty of stories and plenty of fun, so fasten your seatbelts because here we go, WHTG Eatontown.
107.1.
WWCY Long Branch.
99.7.
WBHX Tuckahoe.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Good morning, I'm Sean Marsh with Breeze News That Matters. It's 71 degrees, partly cloudy at 10 o'clock. Harry Potter fans around Monmouth and Ocean counties have their noses in the final volume of the Young Wizard's Adventures this morning. Several hundred people were on hand at Borders in Eatontown when Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows went on sale at midnight. Deathly Hallows has a print run of $12 million in the United States alone. 4 years in prison. That's the sentence for a former Navy petty officer who was busted in a sex sting conducted by Monmouth County's Computer Crime Task Force. Christopher Cummings attempted to lure a minor for the purposes of having sex. 27-year-old was stationed at Earle Naval Weapons Station. What would you do in the event of a disaster at the Oyster Creek Nuclear Power Plant in Lacey Township? Officials will discuss just that at a public hearing on Tuesday. It happens at 7 o'clock, the Ocean County Administration Building in Toms River. Parents sending students to Rutgers University are going to need more cash. A typical undergrad from New Jersey living on campus is going to pay more than $20,000 for tuition, fees, lodging in the upcoming school year. Over 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Anita Velardo tells us a local physician's been instrumental in new treatment options.
Alzheimer's has been called the long goodbye by former President Ronald Reagan and his family. Dr. Joel Ross of the Memory Enhancement Center in Long Branch says it's the second most costly disease in America behind heart disease.
$100 billion with a B dollars is spent on patient care, nursing home care, and a scant small percent of that is spent on research.
Dr. Ross was involved with clinical trials of a new patch by Novartis, which was recently approved by the FDA to treat Alzheimer's. We'll talk about that and more Sunday morning on the Breeze Knows program, right at 6 a.m. Reporting for the Breeze, I'm Anita Velardo.
Finally this morning, we have seen the news, and it is us. Radio fans, hit start on your digital audio recorders. Purists, hit play and record on the Revox. It's the Radio Legends Weekend here at the Breeze. Breeze traffic and weather is next. Breeze News Time, 10:02.
Next we have on offer 1 gallon of gasoline.
This may vary. Safety costs will be warned.
Thank you, Dr. Matt. We've got some good news now on the Parkway North and at the Barnacott Toll Plaza. The overturned vehicle was cleared, but the left lane still remains shut down with the police department activity, so expect some pretty heavy traffic still as you approach the area. Southbound side of the Parkway, you'll be in good shape, though, heading through your Asbury, Toms River, and Barnegat Tolls. Turnpike's also in good shape, 35, no delays, and 37 looks pretty good as you cross the Tunney Mathis Bridge eastbound into Seaside Heights. My name is Salerno with Shore Traffic and Manners on the Breeze.
Weather on the Breeze made possible by GEICO. Here's a little ray of sunshine. You can save hundreds with GEICO. Visit GEICO.com or call 800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote. See how much you could save on GEICO car insurance. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With weather that matters on the Breeze, sunshine this afternoon mixed with a few fair weather clouds around 80, the UV index 8, and surf temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies into the low 60s. Partly sunny weather on Sunday, upper 70s. Looks like some showers by Sunday night and Monday. With weather that matters on the Breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
We have the radio greats of all time here on The Breeze. How are you, Kemosabe? I'm Dan Ingram. I wish I could be there, but at least I can talk to you. I want to talk to you about the guys who are coming in to do it.
All right, Dan.
Roger Anderson, one of the sweetest guys in the whole world. Still sounds great. Still sings great. He's a real talent. It's a pleasure working with him.
Dan Ingram, right? Is Dan going to be calling in tonight, you know? He's going to be with you all weekend. Oh, bless his heart, bless his heart. Hello again, everybody. This is Herb Oscar, and it's good to be back with you right here on the beautiful Breeze, New Jersey's own Breeze. And we've got an excellent engineer, right?
Yes, we do.
We always worked with an excellent engineer. And today, ladies and gentlemen, whatever happens, there's one guy that's at fault. And that's Don Candler. He's the engineer. Let's hear it for Don here. Huh? Live radio on good old Breeze, 107.1 FM. Don, shall we test that magic finger and see what happens? Okay, one, two, not yet. One, two, three. Hey, it worked, Don. It worked. Let's sing it, everybody. Bring it up. Hello again. Here's my best to you. Are your skies all gray? I hope they're blue. Let me sing my song to you. Pass on a smile and the rainbow to you. Hello again. Let's forget the past. Let the past forever be the past. Gee, we're even filming Michigan, eh? Here's my hand. I'll say once more, hello. Hello again. Ah, it's so good to be with you, and we're really streaming everywhere on the internet. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thanks, Sean. Thank you. And it's a big weekend here. The radio greats. Joe McCoy's in there just stuffing his face in those blueberry muffins, just saying, did we do it again? Are we making a mistake? But anyhow, we're going out on the stream on the internet, and we're, up in Condon's, interneting at planet Pluto. The ocean down in Florida. And I understand we're even going over to Iraq. The reason I know these things is because every morning that Saratoga opened in Saratoga, New York, we started the internet up there. We were the first to really internet the opening of Saratoga. So, and I got to know some of the internet people. But anyhow, welcome across the world right here to The Breeze 107.1.
To the Radio Greats Weekend.
Radio, the way it was meant to be.
This is The Breeze.
Ah, great. Great on The Breeze, everybody. A big Radio Greats Weekend. Nice to be back working on the good old microphony, as we used to call it. And I know somebody is going to enjoy that. I stayed at the Holiday Inn, and they're at Waldwick High School. Is having a reunion right now on that hotel. And started last, now they do it up right, last, was the year 2002, but they do it like every 2 or 3 years.
Why not?
Absolutely. And so anyhow, gang, it's nice to have you right here on The Breeze. Have a real good time. I'm sorry I can't make it tonight, but God bless you for being good old listeners, and they are 60s. Let me tell you, Mr. Program Director Mike Fitzgerald, they are the 60s.
And yes, they are.
They love that music. And to my left right here, our newsman today is going to be another great name that you all know, Sean Marsh with the news. How are you, Sean?
Great, Herb. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Great day today?
Yeah, last night we got a little bloody.
Some of us a little bloodier than others.
But we won't go there just yet.
No. We had a good time.
We did. It was a little party. Yeah, it was a little party.
Anytime management opens the wallet, we're there.
You betcha.
It doesn't matter whether you worked in New Jersey or New York.
Right, they came up and they said, Herb, you're going to have a drink? I said, only when the station buys. Sean, it's going to be delightful to have you here on the news with us today.
It's great to be
here. And up and down the internet, I suppose you've got friends all across the United States. You've been in this business a long time.
I guess over 20 years.
Yeah.
Not as long as you.
Well, I don't think anybody has.
Nobody's been in the business.
I do have to say this morning, I've got to give a hello to friends in, Holland, London, Indonesia, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey.
And they're on the web.
Okay. And the University of Moo contingent.
And they're on the web.
They are on the web.
It is amazing. This is the thing that amazes me. I do ships, and people getting on board the ships, well, they have heard the shows. It's incredible. And of course, the boys in Iraq, we want to say hello to you guys. You're doing a great job, and God bless you. Well, let's get a little memorabilia going here.
Back, Sam Holman was the program director at that time. Remember Palisades Amusement Park in Good Old New Jersey? Of course, we've got to acknowledge the 484 Club, too. And some of the members there. You know what the 484 Club was? This is before Freddie Feldman was flying around with a helicopter. And they were my New Jersey traffic reporters. And it so happened there were 484 of them. I'm going to tell you a true story. They got together to give me traffic information. And when OR went with Freddie's helicopter, we used to say, well, we're not your fair weather friends. When you need us, we will be here with all the traffic information. But they called one day, and there was a little grate out of the Jersey Bridge. And I didn't want to go on with it because I thought, gee, you know, this is really serious stuff, a little grate out of a bridge. And for some reason or other, I said, go with it, Herb. They've been good to you all the time, and I went with it. And guess what? The next call was the New Jersey Highway Department. And they were accusing me of everything, irresponsibility and the whole bit. And I'm sitting there, and literally, I'm sweating. My hands are just,
sure,
they're just wet. And about a half hour later, they called and said, we want to thank you so very much. There was a grate out of that bridge. So all the old 484 members, I know that you're scattered all over the place, but can you imagine out of one community, 484
people? It was before cell phones.
Oh, yeah. They stopped. The coffee reminded me of it this morning. They had their stops along the way, and they got to be such personalities that after asked the ones that were really predominant become after members.
Because they were getting on the air.
Yeah, they were getting on the air. So they said, hey, this isn't a news tip. These guys were turning into real actors. That's right. They're really singing songs and reading poetry and everything else. You can't imagine. So anyhow, I would like to say hi to the 484 Club. And I don't know, what was I going to talk about there?
Palisades Park.
Oh, yes. Well, anyhow, Sam Holman was the program director at WABC, and one of the accounts was Irving Rosenthal. He had Palisades Amusement Park. And we used to do Palisades Amusement Park, and so Sam came in and said, Herb, cut a little spot here. So we cut this spot, and guess what? It got to be a hit. So, Don, use that magic finger. Let's see if we can sing it like we used to. Oh, yeah. Hey, Waldrick, here we go. Get on the dance floor. It's going to be Palisades Amusement Park, everybody. We want you there this weekend. WABC's got the big weekend. Oh, they're going to be there. Twist again, like we did last summer. Come on, baby. Twisting time is here. Hey, remember when you said you loved me? Come on, baby, twisting time is here. Well, it's around and around and around and around and around we go. Come on, baby, show me that you love me so. Let's twist again like we did last summer. Come on, baby. Twisting time is here. Well, we ask you who you wanted at the WABC Big Palisades Weekend. Okay, you want Chubby Checker, of course, right? I got news for you. Chubby's going to be there. Let's hear it for Chubby Checker. All right. Frankie Avalon.
Yay, Frankie.
V. Sherelle. Big weekend. Palisades going to be swinging. Let's do it again. Yeah. Well, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Come on, baby. Twisting time is here. Remember when you said you loved me. Come on, baby. Twisting time is Cousin Brucey's gonna be there, too. Okay. Hey, it's around and around and around and around and around we go. Come on, baby, show me. You love me so. Let's twist again like we did last summer. Come on, baby. Twisting time is. We'll see you this weekend at Palisades, everybody. Okay, you're going to be there? You better be. It's going to be a big smash weekend. Everybody get in your cars and drive to Palisades, and when they get there, what are they going to find? Apartment buildings now. I was listening to The Breeze, and they said there were the Palisades. Am I right, Sean?
You're absolutely right.
Oh, it's such a ball to be with you here on The Breeze. I don't know, Mike. thanks so much for having me back here. We're going to be spending our time with you until 12 noon. And up and down the old web, whatever you're doing, whatever you got, Mike, be my guest. Go ahead and be my guest. Hey, Don, great.
Shows and dancing are free.
Wonderful.
So gee, come on over.
Yeah.
Palisades from coast to coast, where a dime buys the most. Palisades amusement park, swings all day and after dark. Ride the coaster, get cool in the waves, in the pool you'll have fun. So come on over.
Hey,
that's the right combination. Surrounded by the best.
Welcome to the very special Radio Greats Weekend at the Breeze. Harry Harrison, the morning mayor, here with you, enjoying all those great radio voices again. All this weekend. Come and get the music and the memories right here on The Breeze.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're back.
Good morning.
Herb Oscar Anderson.
The Radio Greats Weekend on The Breeze.
All right, on The Breeze, everybody, a great big weekend. It's a lot of fun. Gee, so many of them. We had such a great party last night. They were all there. Bob Shannon and Randy Davis and Captain Jack and Brennan Ziggy, Mike Fitzgerald, Randy Davis, Bobby J, Don K. Reed, and Don had the nicest sport coat I've ever seen. I checked with Mike before the program, and I said, how about jackets for the banquet? And he said, not necessary. Well, Don had his jacket, and it was a good jacket, wasn't it?
Jacket, yeah, he always has a jacket.
Oh,
he looks so dapper.
Oh, man. And not only that, but it was a great evening for me because there was a friend of mine who came up to me and he said, Herb, do you remember the HOA lapel pin that I made for you? And at the moment, I didn't. Well, it turned out I did remember it, and it was a wonderful feature years ago. Goodness. And this half hour of Radio Greats Weekend is being brought to you by Ford's Jewelers. I want you to visit Ford's Jewelers for the finest selection of quality jewelry and watches in all of New Jersey. What a nice guy. Ford's Jewelers on New Brunswick Avenue in Ford's. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ford, for the wonderful memories we shared last night. It was just great, and what nice people. On the great weekend right here on The Breeze, everybody. I guess we got to check that traffic. There's no traffic. Do we have to? But go ahead and check it if you're happy. Go ahead.
Good morning. Still expect some slowdowns on the Parkway northbound by the Barnegat tolls because of the overturned vehicle. We still have that left lane closure. Police activity remain on the scene, so that's going to be slow going. Southbound side looks good, though, through the Asbury, Thomas River, and Barnegat tolls. And traveling on 37 eastbound at the Parkway, that's in good shape through Route 166. No problems. It looks good over the tunneling of this bridge into Seaside. As you travel on 72 eastbound at the Parkway, that might be a little bit slow. Once you pass that over to Route 9 into the Manahawkin Bay Bridge, you'll be in good shape after LBI. I'm Amy Savino with Shore Traffic and Matters on The Breeze.
The shipments keep coming, and everything must...
At Marina. For more, go to KennyJ.com.
Hey, warts and everything, warts and everything. We're letting it all hang out today here on The Breeze. That's 107.1 and 99.7. Mike, will you come in here again for a second?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we came and made a lot of noise here yesterday and caused a little reaction. They can pick this up on the web, right?
Yes, you can. You can go to breezeradio.com. That's right. Breezeradio, all one word, .com. And right in the right-hand top, you'll see a Listen Live, and you can click on that.
Okay.
And we have two ways you can actually hear it, with Winamp and with the Windows Media Player, which most people have right in their computers.
Right. There's just something else I want to ask you. But first of all, let me just say, what we've got to do is use the old relay system. You know how this works when we have the Radio Greats Weekend. We always end up everybody saying, oh, I wish I would have known. And I got news. We're going to be doing Happy Feeling.
We're going to be doing Happy Feeling,
which is the most requested song that we have. And but please, if you know somebody who used to grow up listening to us, and please get on the phone, have them call, and get the old system going here. Because
that's right. You don't want somebody to be saying, darn, I missed it.
Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, getting back to Happy Feeling, out of the Condon Collection, they call it the Condon Joe Condon Collection.
This guy really worked hard to get
it. The HOA Collection, and so there was a car dealer in North Carolina who had a copy, the only copy known to exist, of Happy Feeling, an actual on-the-air broadcast, until yesterday. And what happened then?
Well, we actually got an email from a guy named Joe Sapia on Long Island.
Yeah.
And he told me, you know, I know because I've heard Herb Oscar at these things, and there just isn't a good recording available to play for that Happy Feeling. He had a whole collection of reel-to-reel tapes of you and a lot of the other guys at WABC in those days. And he went through it painstakingly, and he found the complete That Happy Feeling. The
and
whole
you say
thing
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I have not heard it.
It's pretty good. Now, we're going to tease. We're not going to do it right now. We're going to tease that. You've got time to call people and tell them. It'll be between 11:30 and 12.
Because get your tape recorder going, because it's something that I'm constantly asked. I'm anxious to hear it. Now, how would he, he must have been on the web then, listening to Long Island.
Yes, and he was able to put it into, the MP3 form and just email it to me. How good is that?
Oh, man.
It was great, man.
And to think I live in an age, they say, Herb, what's your email? And I say, I use the old-fashioned way, instant contact. What do I have to do? Just simply call me. Here's my telephone number.
Yeah, pick up the phone.
You know, email, you can hide. You can hide out for days behind email.
We've got a classic song coming up now, Herb, that you said is the best song to start
an hour. Let me introduce
it.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's New York in the morning, your information center. Herb Oscar Anderson. We've got Nat King Cole, the best opener. Ramblin' Rose. Let him hear it. Then we turn off the mic and say, pick your nose. Here it is. Nat King Cole. Let us hear it. Did I lie to you? Isn't that the greatest opener that ever came down the pike? Nat King Cole and the great Ramblin' Rose. Not only that, we're going to do something else. We're going to let all the warts hang out. We're going to try something. I've got a lot of faith in Don. I'm the engineer there, Don. And the group I forgot the name of high school. I was just talking about it.
Waldwick.
Waldwick. And this one fellow said, Herb, he used to sing all the time, having his guest artist, Patty Page, and things like that. I do have it in the repertoire that they carry, and I do have it. And Don, with your good finger in your ear, now it's the same as going into a recording studio, but you got to be like a doctor. We don't want to harm Patty's record. That we'd like to just add to it. And we're going to be doing that over the weekend. So now that's really taking a chance, because it's really going into a recording studio. Hey, we've got the full orchestra that we used to do.
Ah, yes.
What are we going to do out of that one, Mike?
Very soon.
We might do that schedule, though, right? That's back when we had the full 30-piece band and everything in the ABC Radio Network, WABC, New York. All right, everybody. We're on the breeze right now, 107.1 and 99.7, having a ball. All right, having a ball all the way with HOA, all the way. Do you know that LBJ, when he ran for president, picked that up? The promotion department told me that.
He stole that from me.
Yeah, I'd sit there all the way with HOA, and all at once we hear a television commercial, and it's all the way with LBJ. And, you know, that's going back a few years, isn't it?
Just a few.
Hey, this half hour on the Radio Greats Weekend brought to you by the Strand Theater, located in Lakewood. For upcoming shows, simply call 732-367-7789 or go to www.strand.org. And for the girls that were last night, I would be delighted. They said, when we have a show, a doo-wop show or a rock and roll show, would you kind of come and maybe do a 10-minute bit or something like that? So, wonderful meeting you gals. Let me know, and if I'm around, I'll be happy to come down. Anything in Jersey, because I love the Jersey people. I got the feeling this time being in the Jersey Shore that I didn't have before. There is a whole community feeling here that you don't get anywhere else.
Oh, it's a great place to live. Yeah, great place.
And speaking of that, have you ever experienced pure shopping bliss? Well, you know that rush you get from incredible savings, and that's what you'll experience every time that you visit Jackson Premium Outlets. You can discover 70 fabulous outlets at savings of 25 to 65% every single day, like Polo, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, J. Crew, Nike, and more. So why don't you shop the one outlet center that has it all, the one outlet center? Discover why Jackson Premium Outlets really is pure shopping bliss. You can log on to BreezeRadio.com for your choice to win a $100 gift certificate
to Jackson Premium Outlets. That's on I-95, right? I got an extra one. It's not
I-195.
Okay, I-195. Okay. Exit 16 in Jackson. Hey, they're good people. They're good people. You'll enjoy shopping there. We're going to do sports right now. We got Doc Mack with us, right?
That's right, Herb.
Do a good job, will you, Doc?
Oh, I'm going to try.
Okay, good.
I got to live up to the Herb Oscar Anderson program here. High school football last night. Can you believe they're playing high school football in the summer? Well, it was the Ocean County All-Stars, and they did something they haven't done since 2002. They won. And it was a close one as Ocean beat Monmouth 11-10 in the annual Shore 44 football game. The winning score came in the fourth quarter on a six-yard touchdown run by Tom River East Jared Morris. And we move from Brick High School over to First Energy Park in Lakewood, where the Blue Claws are on a roll. They beat the West Virginia Power 5-2 behind the three-hit pitching of Carlos Monasterios. For Lakewood, it's their third consecutive win, and they are now 17-10. No such luck for the Yankees last night. They were spanked by the lowly Tampa Bay Devil Rays 14-4.
Go get him.
Mike Mussina didn't have it. He gave up six runs in just 4 2/3 innings. The loss drops the Yankees 8 games behind the Red Sox, who beat the White Sox 10-3. The Yanks are also 8 back in the wild card race and 3 teams ahead of them. Well, if you stayed up late for the Mets and Phillies, both playing on the West Coast, you got to see them both win. Solid pitching by Oliver Perez and a timely two-run homer by Carlos Beltran led the Mets to a 4-1 win over the Dodgers. But it wasn't all good news for the Mets. They suffered yet another injury. Jose Valentin fractured his right tibia when he found the ball off his own leg in the fourth inning.
I hate when that happens.
Don't you hate it? 6 weeks on the DL. We won't see him till September, which reminds me of a good song.
I think he's happy this morning.
Yeah.
His pay goes on, doesn't it?
The Phillies remain 6 games behind the Mets. They topped the Padres 7-3, and no home runs for Barry Bonds last night. He's still too shy of tying Hank Aaron's all-time mark of 755. He was 0-4 with a walk and a strikeout. And that's a look at sports. I'm Dr. Matt Gore.
And you're a good man. You're a good man, Doc. I tell you. Yeah, but well, these guys, their pay goes on. I think they sometimes, I saw an interview once, and the guy says, I hope I get on the injured list because the wealth funds go, you know, really.
That's true.
They still
get the money, right?
That's contract still goes on.
That's right.
Well, we're going to do something right now, which is amazing, doing shows on the ship. Oh, after this commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make some money, Don. And then hit that 1, 2, 3, hit it, Donald.
Meridian at home, where you want to be.
Herb Oscar Anderson.
Hey, that's me. It's good to be with you, dear friends. I mean it sincerely. What I'm going to do right now, I've been asked by so many people to tell the full story. I'm 79 years old now. The next birthday is 80. And I've been asked by a lot of historians to please tell the full story, so we're going to do it here in the breeze. Back in 1957, I came to New York. I was a part of the talent development crew. The Breakfast Club was on, and of course I'd go out and do the Breakfast Club with Don McNeil. I'd go out and sing, good morning, Breakfast Clubbers, good morning to ya. I got up bright and early, just a howdy do you. Bring back a memory there. And then, of course, my show followed his. We had Jim Backus. This is pre-Gilligan's Island. And then at night we had a very dear friend by the name of Merv Griffin, and we had Jim Reeves in the afternoon. Now, we had a big band. ABC had a big staff orchestra, and 30, 40-piece orchestras were not uncommon at that time. The Satisfiers just had left the Perry Como show, and they came on my. They were Chesterfield Cigarettes. Remember, smoke dreams make smoke rings while a Chesterfield burns. And Carol Bennett was my female vocalist, and Don Rondo, Two Different Worlds. We Live in Two Different Worlds was my, he's up in New Hampshire, just talked to him the other day. And I had to make a decision. I was either going to stay with radio, I had a Broadway offer that I had to seriously consider. Now you say, Herb, come on. Well, what I'd like to do, this is Herb Oscar singing live, as we did, 50 years ago when I had that offer coming up. It wasn't bad. I kind of feel bad when I hear how it was back then. But ladies and gentlemen, from the live radio show, and Glenn Riggs with Wide Wide World on NBC was my announcer. Here's Glenn Riggs right now.
Blazing the trail back to Chicago with wagon wheels.
got Joe McCoy in here. Yeah, live audience and the whole bit we had back then.
I tell you, partner, that was one heck of a song.
Joe McCoy, of course, program director of CBS FM and also aide de camp here to the Breeze. Now, Joe, those were great years back then. It's hard to believe that they actually existed. There's living proof right there.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And you recorded a whole album of these things, right?
Well, yeah, on the verb label.
What was the Wagon Wheels? Was that on your album?
No. That was live orchestra. That was live orchestra. And we had a half-hour rehearsal before we'd go on. Now, in that auspicious group, we had a guy by the name of, a producer by the name of Tully Savalas.
Wow.
He went on to become Mr. Kojak. We also had a 2001 page wearing his red jacket by the name of Keir DeLay, who went on to star in 2001 Space Odyssey. And I've got all that memorabilia there, so I'm just letting it all hang out, everybody. Everybody said, Herb, don't keep it in. Let it out. They were good years, and put it down in history while you're still around, and maybe we can...
Who was driving that wagon train? Were they carrying Borat Solo? What was that?
No. That was back when Yogi Jorgensen was saying, wagon train, I'm going to get you mules, and I'm going to get you good with a wagon right in the rear. We're going to go westward here.
I could have really seen you actually in a cowboy movie.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know.
But I tell you what, Art's got it. Our Michigan camera guy, he's got it all down there, so... I suppose you'll be... Everywhere I go to Florida, and Art's in the studio. I don't know what it's all about. Are we ready for the news about now? All right, Sean got the news. Sean, we're going to give it to you for just a little while. Don't you keep it too long. I only got 1 hour, and we got a lot we got to do in that hour. Here in the great weekend on the Breeze, 107.1, 99.7. Go, Sean, baby.
WHTG Edentown,
107.1.
WWCY Long Branch,
99.7.
WBHX Tuckerton.
With the award-winning Breeze News Team.
Good morning, I'm Sean Marsh with Breeze News That Matters. It's 74 degrees, fair skies at 11:01. Holmdel's following the lead of Middletown and other area towns by banning elected officials from holding multiple positions. More HOA in seconds. Breeze Traffic and Weather is next. Breeze News Time, 11:03.
There's a new twist on Italian with Finestra. Go to KennyG.com.
Good morning. Delays remain on the Parkway southbound between exits 105 and 98, and then some more delays through the Toms River tolls. Turnpike southbound, it's a little bit slow just after Interchange 8, and it continues to be slow down to the merge. 72 eastbound at the Parkway is slow, but crossing the Manahawkin Bay Bridge into LBI, you'll be in good shape. 37, the delays are at the Parkway, but over the Tony Mathis Bridge to Seaside remains quiet. I'm Amy Salerno with Shore Traffic That Matters on The Breeze.
Okay, and this is Herb Oscar on The Breeze. Weather on The Breeze is brought to you by GEICO. And here's a little ray of sunshine for you. You could save hundreds with GEICO. Why don't you visit GEICO.com or call area code 800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote. And see how much you could save on GEICO car insurance. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With weather that matters on The Breeze, sunshine this afternoon mixed with a few fair weather clouds around 80, the UV index 8, and surf temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, mainly clear skies into the low 60s. Partly sunny weather on Sunday, upper 70s. Looks like some showers by Sunday night and Monday. With weather that matters on The Breeze, I'm meteorologist John Leo.
107.1.
Monmouth and Northern Ocean.
99.7.
Southern Ocean.
This is The Breeze.
H-O-A, go, go, go!
Let's go. Come on, one more time for old time's sake. Let's do the theme one more time. Not the full theme, just a little of it, all right? One great big hello again. Here's my best to you. Are your skies all gray? I hope they're blue. We're on The Breeze right now, everybody. A great weekend, and gee, everybody's here. Mike Fitzgerald, Joe McCoy, Bob Shannon, Norman Knight, Randy Davis, Dan Ingram, Cousin Brucey, I guess, even going to be here, huh? And we've got Captain Jack, Vince Harnett, Larry Brennan, Ziggy. We've got Bobby J., Don K. Reed, and the Doo-Wop Shop, and it's all right here on The Breeze, everybody. I hope I left down anybody out. If I have, please forgive me, and because it's going to be just a great weekend, and thank them so very much, all my friends. Thank The Breeze by continuing to listen to it and having me here, really. And one of the things I'd like to say, I neglected one name of the talent development group that came into ABC when I came, was one guy by the name of Howard Cosell. speaking of sports, this is Howard Cosell. And every morning I could, I would wait for him to open the door to the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, a living forgery, Herb Oscar Anderson. No one needs three names. Howard Blake, you know something? I'm going to tell you something. You tuned in Monday Night Football to hate him, right? But I'll tell you one thing. He was a pussycat. He lived in Pound Ridge, New York, and I can't tell you the times he rode home with me. And all he had this persona which he had to live with all of his life on that Monday Night Football. But Howard was a real pussycat. And I don't know. I always loved Howard very, very much. Of course, we were a unique group at that time. And when CBS sued me, they used the word unique. One of a kind, irreplaceable when I came to ABC and left WEBM in Chicago. One of a kind. So if you ever want to tie up somebody, use the word unique. One of a kind, irreplaceable. Here's a unique guy. Frank Sinatra. We got to play something besides me, huh? Come on, Frank. Let's do it again, for old time's sake.
Strangers in the night.
A little old doobie-doo, a little old doobie-doo. Go ahead and go there, Donald. We got the one, two, three, four. Do it. All right, everybody, this year is truly Herb Oscar on the Breeze right now, the big weekend, and this hour is brought to you by Radio Greats Weekend, Wilson's Homemade Ice Cream. I had supper last night with the Wilsons. I will sing only you. We did it yesterday, but you don't mind if we do it again, do you? She likes it, so. Anyhow, we used to do that with Frank Purcell in the band, but we've got it kind of an updated version. We'll do that one for her. And, of course, don't forget that Wilson's now. He's going to be on. He's going to be on one of the Breeze-affiliated stations. What a great guy. Located on Ocean Boulevard in Ursula Plaza, Long Branch. Yes, sir. And see if he does. I told him to get all of the doo-wop signs, put it in the shop, and he's going to be Mr. Ice Cream. Doo-wop. The doo-wop king right here. What stations are going to be?
He's going to be on WHTG AM, Herb.
That sounds familiar. That's the one you're on, Don.
Always 1410 AM.
Hey, the good rockers, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're the good man, Donald. Use that magic finger. You want to do it? Okay, let's do it for a minute. Here we go. Only you. Like the Platters used to do it. Can make this day seem right. Yes, only you can make this darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do. You fill my heart with love. For only you. Only you. Can make this change in me. Oh, Mrs. Wilson. You are my destiny. I gotta get some ice cream out of this. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. Why, you're my dream come true. My one, my only you. And hey, Mr. Wilson, this is your part right here. You do this here with the ice cream man. I didn't hear you. Only you. That awful. Can make this change in me. For it's true. You are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. Why, you're my dream come true, my one, My only you. Good balance on there, Don. Thank you, baby. Good balance. Good balance. All right. Hey, we want to say hello to the Asbury Press, too. They were there last night, and thank you for the article this morning in the Asbury Press. Thank you so very much. It was very nice of you to write such nice things. We also want to acknowledge Jim Hickey of ABC Radio, News Radio, that was there last night. And Jim, of course, he was all over the world. He was in South Africa, all over with ABC News. And up and down the web, wherever you are right here on The Breeze, 107.1 and 99.7. I'm starting to feel like home. That's a bad feeling, you know that? The chair is getting, just getting comfortable. I'm not hanging over the edges like I normally do. It's a nice feeling, Don. Thanks for all you're doing over there, too. And we will be doing, you want to do the happy feeling coming up very shortly? Okay. We got commercials we got to get out of the way. Don, use that magic finger again. One, two, three.
When you were little, a special time out with your parents involved them taking you out for ice cream.
The box office at Trump Marina. For more, go to KennyG.com.
Herb Oscar Anderson.
Ah, we're with you, everybody, on The Breeze. And, of course, as long as we're doing this for history and so many people are networking at the Morning Mayor of New York, how did all that happen? Well, here's how it happened. I went to work at WABC and... we were raising the CARE flag. Remember CARE down at Gracie Mansion? Robert Wagner was the mayor. And they were raising the flag, and all at once the photographer said, Herb, say something, and cheese or whatever it was. So anyhow, Mayor Wagner said to me, quote, and here's his exact quote, Herb, you take care of the mornings, and I'll take care of the rest of the day. Well, the promotion department was there and caught on to that, and what do you know? Out of that came the Morning Mayor of New York for all those wonderful years. And I worked with, I was the Santa Claus at Gracie Mansion one time, and I came in, ho, ho, ho. I never do anything small. Everything's got to be big, right? And here were the underprivileged kids, and they were scared to death of me, these poor little children. I'm coming in being big Santa Claus, right? Ho, ho, ho. I could have toned it down a little bit. One poor kid ran right out of the room. It took about 5 minutes to calm him down. And Mrs. Wagner, the first Mrs. Wagner, she was... always, I was always doing things with her. But New York, we always thought of it as a small town. We didn't think of New York as a big town. Everybody came and they broadcast to Madison Avenue. Well, I soon found out that, I'll tell you a story. I soon found out that they had secretaries, they had plumbers, they had plasterers, they had all these people in New York and nobody ever knew they existed. And we used to have a gal Friday and we'd send out an orchid, which was a trade out, by the way. And right here in New Jersey, the LaRoche, what's the first name of the drug company, LaRoche? Big company.
Hoffman LaRoche.
Yeah, that's right. And she was one of our gal Fridays. I didn't even have to send the orchid out. Their promotion department called and said, would you mind if we brought her into New York? And so anyhow, they took my picture pinning on an orchid, and it was on the front page of the in-house magazine. Now, can you imagine the value of that freebie orchid that we traded out with the florist that got us all that publicity in the magazine? And that's the fun that we used to have back in the old days. Now, not only that, but some other stations going back, some names that you're going to be hearing right here on The Breeze are going back on, and the old CBS FM, they're kicking that back in high gear. I guess they did about a week ago, right? Yeah. Well, anyhow... I'm glad they did, because every time I turned around and they mentioned WCBS-FM, this was the song that always followed. Go ahead, Don. Hey, hit the road, Jack. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Oh, Jack, don't you come back no more.
I mean that.
Don't you come back
no more. Oh, now, baby, please.
Ah, yes, hit the road, Jack. Now, Bob Shannon's coming in. Come on over, Bob. We're friendly folk. Take your time.
Why did you play that song?
Well, because you got to go back to work. Now, we didn't, Bob is going to be back on CBS FM, aren't you, Tom?
Well, already am, and started last week, and that was the song that, you know, everybody on the message boards and all the fans wanted us to play, but...
Well, you know, I saw, was it the Daily News, or was it the Post that had Dan Taylor, and
Broadway Bill Lee, and Joe Cosey.
Yeah, I saw that picture, and I was so happy.
Well, thank you.
I really was.
But I just heard that. I come running in. Why are you playing that?
Because go back and tell the boss it was my fault. You don't have to. Anderson, he's uncontrollable. You can't control Anderson. I told him not to do it. Honest, I did CBS FM.
The funny thing that people are going to kick out of this, leading up to the switchback from the Jack format. Now, he's an actor, Howard Kogan. He's a voiceover guy. Yeah. But was the character of Jack on that station.
Yeah.
And he was making all these remarks all the time. And toward the end, they had a little promo where it came in, and he goes, there's a delivery for you, Jack. And what's that? There's all these empty boxes. I didn't order any empty boxes. He goes, they were sent by Bob Shannon. And he goes, who's Bob Shannon? It was great.
No, you guys, really, when you and Brucey and Dan and everything, that was a great, great station to listen to.
Well, I've always said that one of the reasons it was so great is because we were sort of the heir apparents and the continuity from what you were doing and all the great times at WABC and WMCA and WINS and with Joe McCoy doing the Radio Greats weekends over there, too. Yeah. So we had sort of that heritage, that lineage of the New York radio that then became CBS FM.
I got to tell you a story. I'm not knocking CBS, but I'm going to knock WABC a little bit.
Oh.
They had their big Memorial weekend, you know?
Right.
And so anyhow, I walk out of the car. I've got a farm upstate just outside of Bennington, Vermont. I walk out of the car, and that's the only place I get it because it's up pretty far and in the mountains there. So I turn it on. It's coming in the car radio only in time to hear the guy say they're getting ready to close off the Memorial Day weekend. Quote and unquote. The guy says, well, you know, fellas, I got to be honest with you. I wasn't even born when Herb Oscar Anderson was on WABC radio. So don't say that anymore, please. That old man, that really kind of just cut the old knife in there and twisted a little bit. You know, I know I'm old, but we used to have good times. And it was an institution. But that's honestly the fact. So WABC, you got your nose in it a little bit, too. So I don't know. What shift are you going to be doing now, Bob?
I'll be on 1 to 3. Norman Knight's going to be joining us on the phone. Of course, Don Tandler, the record handler, is going to be with me.
Great.
Doing some stuff, and I think Don K. Reed may drop by just to say hi.
It was so good to see Don again.
Does he? He doesn't change.
He never ages, does he?
And his wife, Dolores, man. I said, have you got a picture up in the attic that gets older instead of you?
Yeah.
Guys?
He looked great.
Everybody looks good. You do too, Herb. You look good.
We were
neighbors at the hotel. I was thinking, gee, we better not make any noise. Actually, all the noise was coming out of his room. So
I could tell. I could tell he's an old man because he was flushing the toilet at 5 o'clock in the morning on that call. You know that you see on TV.
Oh man!
Oh, boy.
Anyway, this is a great pleasure to be on the air with you. And where can I get your recordings? I was just asking Joe about that because I know Connie, my wife Connie, and I still do a show on WLNG out in the Hamptons on Tuesdays. And I want to play one of your records next week.
Well, you know, that's a good question. Well, actually, I could leave this. I've got a copy album. I could leave it here. But when I do shows on ships, and people invariably come up, they get them on eBay. The old album, they come up, and here's this beat up old album. And they say, Herb, would you autograph this? And the thing looks like it's been through the Battle of the Bulge or something. You know, but anyhow, you can hardly discern the picture on it, but I'll sign it for him.
What do you do on the ship? You do like the shuffleboard and
No. Actually, I worked my butt off, if you want to know the truth. Cruises are not for the people working.
Yeah.
But it's Buddy Morrow and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
dear
buddy,
still do Night Train, Buddy Morrow?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and then, man. Do we have that? We have a Buddy Morrow's Night Train?
You know, and when I talk to Buddy, he says that was really, he comments, he says it's the stripper's greatest.
Oh, yes.
Have you got Night Train? Have you got Night Train?
The grindiest of the grind.
Yeah.
And, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
For 5 years, this last year we did 48 days, believe it or not, 11 on, 11 off, 11 on, with the full band. And the full 17-piece Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Wow, fabulous.
And we had Laurie Hafer. I want to say hello to the Music of Your Life.
Good.
They're streaming now, the Music of Your Life Radio Network. I appear quite often on that. This is their endeavor.
Is Al Ham still alive, or is he passed?
No, Al died.
Yeah.
But I do a show with his daughter, Laurie Hafer.
Oh.
And we have Michelle Anastasio. Now, Music of Your Life is Kerry Fink that runs the whole network, and He would like me to do more, but I just kind of do enough to get by.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to start a thing called Pressed Ham, but that's a different... we're going to play There's a Moon on Tonight, you know.
Herb, I see a Joe McCoyism coming up. I think Joe's coming around. You got to play some music here.
We got a break for commercials, right?
Yeah.
What? Oh, traffic.
Oh, who's on traffic? John, who's with traffic today? Is it Steve Michaels?
No.
No?
We'll find out right now.
All right, let's find out. Who's here?
Good morning. Delays remain on the Parkway southbound between exits 105 and 98, and then some more delays through the Toms River tolls. Turnpike southbound, it's a little bit slow just after Interchange 8, and it continues to be slow down to the merge. 72 eastbound at the Parkway is slow, but crossing the Manahawkin Bay Bridge into LBI, you'll be in good shape. 37, the delays are at the Parkway, but over the Tony Mathis Bridge to Seaside remains quiet. I'm Amy Salerno with Shore Traffic That Matters on The Breeze.
Herb Oscar Anderson.
Say, this weekend, where the music is. Saturday, Sunday.
WABC, everybody, right here in The Breeze, 107.1, 99.7. We're having a great weekend right here. We got sports coming up now. Here's the man. Here's Doc.
All right, Herb. The annual Shore 44 High School Football All-Star Game between Monmouth and Ocean County was a real squeaker last night, with Ocean County coming away with a win 11-10. How's that for a football score? It was the first win for Ocean County since 2002. Just a few miles away, the Lakewood Blue Claws won their third game in a row, rolling past West Virginia 5-2. Yanks lost to Tampa Bay. Mets and Phillies both won. Yanks have a doubleheader today with the Devil Rays, one of those day-night deals, a 105 start and a 7:05 start. Mets are at L.A. at 3:55. Phillies are in San Diego tonight. And the Blue Claws are back on the road. They're at Greensboro at 7 o'clock tonight. And would you believe, the FBI is investigating an NBA referee. No, not for that striped shirt that he's wearing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. This guy, Tim Donaghy, apparently allegedly betting on NBA games, including some, which he was working.
But guess what? On the news this morning, on Fox News, they're saying 100 games?
Yeah.
100 games?
100 games.
Can you imagine the problems he's in with all the coaches that lost and everything else, even if they lost by 50-1?
And he did.
Oh, we would have won that game.
And he did some postseason games, too, so they have to check out all of them. And that's a look at sports. I'm Dr. Matt Ward with Herb Oscar Anderson.
And you're doing a good job, man. A good man.
Thank you, Herb.
Let me tell you. Say, we're going to do it now. Now, this is kind of tough. I'm going to let the warts hang out and everything. Joe?
I just got a call from Pete Rose. And he said, he bets you're going to sing a song.
Now, this is tough. Bob, this is the gal that I really started to sing with, and I, of course, always imagined having guests. Every time I did a show, there was the overture, and then the curtain opened, and I just imagined mentally that every show was like a live show. Now, what happens when Patti Page goes out and sings with Dean Martin? They stand up and they sing a song. So I'm doing this because I know it's being recorded, and for those of you who want it to kind of a piece of history, and with the warts and everything. Now, Don, I don't want to be too loud. It's just like Patty and I are sharing a microphone, and I'll just kind of set the scene up. It's time for a pretty song. Going back over the years, ladies and gentlemen, nobody else have guts to do this. Believe me, they wouldn't. But anyhow, our guest this morning on the Herb Oscar Anderson Show, Miss Patty Page. Oh, Patty. Let's sing everybody a song, Patty. Can I sing with you? Oh, so good. Sing it, Patty.
With my eyes wide open, I am dreaming.
Patty, we're going to send this out to everybody. A pretty song.
Can it be true? I'm holding you close to my heart.
Let me join you, Patty. Let me join you, darling. With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. You're with me now, sharing a vow never to part. The very first gal I ever sang with, sing it, Patty. I'm so afraid to close my eyes, afraid that I'll find this lovely thrill is just a silly illusion. With with my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. Sing it, Patty. Do I deserve such a break? Pinch me to prove I'm awake. I can't believe that you're really mine. Our guest this morning in New York in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Patty Page with her big hit with My Eyes Wide Open. Let me sing with you again. Okay, Patty, you look beautiful this morning, darling. Beautiful. Love that dress. With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. Do I deserve such a break? Pinch me to prove I'm awake. I can't believe that you're really mine. Miss Patty Page. The guest this morning on the Herb Oscar Anderson Show. Thank you. That's what we used to try to do. We used to try to create the illusion that she was there in the studio. She was here, wasn't she? I saw Patty down in Melbourne at the King Center. And when she came to Minneapolis, I started doing this in Minneapolis, and when she left that time in Minneapolis, she said, "Well, Herb, we'll consider that our song." She was in the studio, and she asked that I do it. And then when I went to Chicago, we did it again. She had a hit all there. When I came to New York, we did it again. She had a hit there with the same song. So we knew we were having a little bit of an impact.
Did you ever do it there?
Yeah, I'd go to Cape Cod, sure. When you da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. This is the Big Breeze Weekend, everybody. Everybody's going to be here. Don't miss it. And for all of you people on the web, it's so nice that you're joining us. This is the way it should be. Radio Greats Weekend. I don't know what's coming up. Oh, we're going to take it?
Yeah.
Is this Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, the Tom Jones. Go ahead, Tom, Las Vegas.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
He looks pretty good, doesn't he? Huh? He looks pretty good. Just saw him on TV the other day. And this half hour of the Radio Greats Weekend brought to you by Centex Homes Village at Chapel Hill Arts Festival. That's today and tomorrow on Route 35 in good old Middletown, New Jersey. Goodness, my good friend Joe's. Chief Pontiac. Remember Chief Pontiac? No, that's New York. Middletown, New York he was in, yeah. Chief Pontiac. Also, I think in Middletown. I'm not sure. Oh, we used to have a lot of fun on the Radio Greats Breeze Weekend right here.
Why is now the perfect time to shop for a new home?
Gambler. Good morning.
Herb Oscar Anderson.
We're with you, everybody, and you can log on to BreezeRadio.com. Tell the Breeze your favorite boardwalk memory for a chance to win a weekend family vacation for four. That's to Hershey Park to create a brand new memory. Pardon me. Have I got a cough button here? I got... Don, that's your first... Don, Don has been such a great engineer.
I'm a bad boy, Herb. I'm sorry.
No, Don, I love you. I love you. I'm going to do another song here because on the ship, you'll get a kick out of this. I know all the ship's crew and everybody's listening. Last year we were on the MSC Opera, and the thing that I do a lot of times, 10 o'clock in the morning, we sit around, and everybody from New York, they sell me out of New York so much. And a lot of people who used to listen, they get on the ships. And, of course, I'm not alone. I don't travel with them. But Joan Hamburg, she went to South America. And John Gambling on WABC. I don't know. We never crossed paths. But anyhow, I don't know where. I think he went to Ireland this year. I'm not sure. But anyhow, you end up getting involved in these things. About 10 o'clock in the morning, you start talking about old times. Well, being a Italian ship, you get an awful lot of Germans on board. You get a lot of all of Europeans, they fly over, and that's a big deal to go out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So the girl in charge of passengers, she comes and she presents me with a list of the various nationalities that we have. Now, so we make up this song. It's an Elvis song. And for just a moment, I'm going to be Elvis. Back on the opera. And you've just paid, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to join us. And it's 10 o'clock and we're sitting in the lounge, in the opera lounge. And I say, well, you know, friends, I used to sing an awful lot. And we have so many nationalities here. See if you can pick out your nationality on this particular song. There's no tomorrow when love is new. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. There's no tomorrow, there's just tonight. When I first saw you with your smile so tender, my soul was captured, my heart surrendered. I've lived a royal lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, my love is here at last. Everybody, how so lonely, oh, when love is new. This Italian, you know. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. All right, six different nationalities. Grazie, amigo. Amiga, va, se vidi. Jagadaro, the German. Gurka, vajne, live. Hey, sa, che vida. Ame, che ton, divigo. Save, la, gri. Macato, tu. El grande, yeah. Oh, solo mio. Come on and hold me tight. Be mine, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. Soon it's gonna be too late. Let me tell you that, everybody, right here. Good old breeze.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I know Joe's saying I'm singing too much, but what's he going to do, ask for his money back? He ain't going to get it back, Joe. You ain't going to get it back. Oh, this is wonderful. I tell you, I'm having a good time here. Now, for all of you who are on the web talking about happy feeling, Don, we've got plenty of time, right?
We've got about a minute and a half to go before we...
About a minute and a half. So all of you people are going to be recording it. Yes, Joe.
I just want you to know you should be on stage and it's leaving in about 10 minutes.
Oh, Joe, he never changes.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
I know you do, Joe. I know
this guy should be, you know, this guy should be on the radio. He just definitely should be on the radio. He said it was like 1968. Was your last radio gig? Is that right?
No. I did, you know, we were going to do WHN with Bob Vanderhaden. Anybody remember Bob? I got to include Bob because I'm sure Bob Vanderhaden is listening.
Sure.
Now, when I left WABC, we were going to go and we were going to do a whole bit with Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow. It was going to be the best of the top 40 format. And they got cold feet, like Joe McCoy got cold feet on me once.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
You know I love you, Joe. And
giving it to me now.
And then, of course, Bob and Ray left. As long as we got it, as long as we're putting it down for history, Bob and Ray left WOR. True story. They call and said, Herb, can you do a couple of weeks? And I don't know if it was Bob or Goulding who was sick, but one of them was sick. And the press, of course, they loved Bob and Ray. They absolutely loved Bob and Ray. And they went there and they thought that I was their replacement. I wasn't their replacement. I just had ended up a two-week gig that lasted 2 years. But for the longest time, the press, until they found out that I was not Bob and Ray's replacement, they couldn't say anything good about me, because Bob and Ray was a press favorite, that's for sure. And so then anyhow, from there, who knows what happened. Music, Your Life, and everything else, and it just kind of wanders around. But they've been real good years. I want to thank the radio listeners for all the pleasures that they brought me over the years. And how much time we got, Don, because I don't want to get in the way of these people. This is by far and away, and I'm so glad that right out in Long Island, Mike, you found this.
Yes, we did.
I haven't heard this yet. I'm going to be listening, too.
Well, this is a credit to the person who sent me the email, because he listened to us Friday morning when you were talking about how hard it is to find a recording of this. Yeah. And he went through reel-to-reel tapes of air checks, and he got it.
Well, let's do it now so that we can close off with Time, which was just so happens to be written by a fellow by the name of George Martin. Anybody hear George Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Sir George Martin. He wrote this, my closing theme, which is on the album, Time. He wrote it originally for the Beatles. So we'll go off with that. We better go with it now. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do?
Happy Feeling. Right?
Happy Feeling. Okay, I'll pause so you get a clean break. Here's Happy Feeling.
We'll sing it right up to Hans Anderson News Time, everybody. We won't get it all in anyhow. When I was a little feller, my papa used to say to me, son, you'll find that happy feeling a simple technicality. Now that you can touch the ceiling and you're husky as can be, as your voice is getting lower, it's time for physiology. Roses are red, violets are blue, bees find their honey, how about you? Just turn around and look carefully, you should find one who's got electricity. If your heart goes pitter-patter and she's rather giggly, I checked it in the dictionary, it says it's called tenacity. Once you found that happy feeling, it lights you like a Christmas tree. The farmers say they know the answer. You'll need a form of subsidy. If you feel there's no use fighting, she's won her biggest victory. My boy, I've seen it happen often. It's called contagious apathy. Ah, let's take the last chorus. You can read it in the papers. Yeah, you'll see it everywhere you go. I'm sure there must be something to it.
It's even on the radio, a simple technicality. It's time for physiology.
It's not your radio, folks. That's got to be 1967.
I think at least.
40 years ago.
Yep.
My gosh. Well, at least you could hear the words on it.
Absolutely, Herb. It was great.
It was better than nothing, right?
Yes.
I couldn't do it again right now. I couldn't remember the words. And we made those words up as we went along, and every day we added more words, and it got to, I got to tell you the story about Happy Feeling.
It helped our vocabularies when we were growing up. Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, there's a new word in it today, so we would figure out what the word meant. Listen, Herb Oscar, before you sign off, again, from all of us at Press Communications and The Breeze and WHTG, Eatontown, our AM station, we want to thank you so much for taking part in this. the thrill we've had is just you couldn't say it in words.
Why? Thank you. George Martin, Sir George Martin, wrote this for my album. It's how we close the show off so many times. So, Sir George, this is the big band. It's got a 6-second intro. Don't worry, Don. It's got a that's not you. That's on the album. It'll start in six. There we go. Okay, big band. George Martin wrote it. And time will take you away. Nobody's ever recorded it, and I'll be alone, except me. Time will make every day the longest I've known. Soon, every moment we've shared will be memory. But I pray each day, in time you'll come running back to me, back to see the time stood still for the moment we said goodbye. And the world stopped its turning for you and I. And if it takes forever. This was a song meant for the Beatles. They couldn't sing it, could they? Ladies and gentlemen, it's been wonderful being here on The Breeze. And thank you for putting up with a lot of nonsense and bringing back an awful lot of good memories. And stay tuned for the list of everybody that's on The Breeze. It's going to be a great weekend. Herb Oscar Anderson, goodbye. God bless you. And I thank you so very much.